With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As many KDWA sports fans learned on Wednesday afternoon on our social media channels on both Twitter and Facebook, the Hastings Raiders baseball team will now have to wait a handful of games as the squad is in quarantine after a positive COVID test. Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen was kind enough to join KDWA Sports again on Thursday to break down how the athletic department continues to lead the Raiders through this COVID situation.
Yeah, I appreciate how you phrased it, you know, leading through COVID. That's exactly what we're doing. So we have a COVID exposure issue within varsity baseball in particular. So that healthy percentage of kids on that roster are in quarantine. So what we've got to do is we're going to be postponing four games in particular. We're not going to lose the games. We're just going to have to reschedule them later in the year. So one was a non-conference game that's going to remain a non-conference, just a one-time seven-inning game. We'll put it at the back end of the schedule. The other games that were conference opponents, we're going to turn into two seven-inning games, a doubleheader, basically in the second half of the schedule. So if there's a silver lining here, it's that it happened right early in the year where we've got plenty of time to adjust, plenty of time to pivot. And yeah, it's not ideal, but again, we have kids and families doing the right thing, being transparent and communicating, and we just adjust as we go.
Hansen also takes all of us into the Hastings High School Athletic Department once a team learns of a COVID positive. It turns into scramble mode between the athletic department, the team and players, and of course the parents. From Wednesday afternoon and through Thursday, it's been a fluid situation.
Yeah, it's a scramble because on the one hand, you want to be respectful of the families that are involved, right? And so then there's a data privacy component that you need to protect. And so it gets dicey trying to make sure that people are notified in the right order. So we want to make sure that we work with our school nurse and our health leadership team, the coaches in my office, and then get the families notified. Once the families are notified, then we can spill back out media, online schedule, umpires, you know, all that kind of stuff, which is all important. But with technology and how fast word travels, sometimes people have good accurate information really fast. Other times they have inaccurate information that they got indirectly, and word scrambles out faster than we can control it sometimes. So we try to be really intentional about who we talk to and how and when. It's a little bit imperfect because we can't control what everyone else is talking about, but that's kind of the order. So it usually, if you can tie that off in a couple hours, that's ideal. You know, and if you're dealing with a COVID issue that was on a classroom that maybe had eight kids in it, you know, that's one thing. If you're dealing with a team that's got 40 kids on it, that takes a little longer. And so the timing of each scenario is a little bit different, but you know, you drop everything and you expedite it. And so it's been a really busy week here in general with a lot of these different scenarios. Some impact athletics and some don't. You know, it's a little gnarly. You just do your best one situation at a time.
It's also extremely important to reiterate to Raider student athletes and parents that right now this only affects the varsity baseball team.
Yeah, so right now it's only our varsity baseball level impacted. Our B squad in ninth grade are still in good shape. We'll always have to update things online and communicate about the folks that are directly impacted. Yet, just due to bandwidth and the volume of teams and levels, we can't always go back and say, well, here's who's not affected or here's everybody that's still okay. But yeah, so basically no news is literally no news. So if a family's not notified or a team schedule isn't changed, there's nothing impacting those guys. So in terms of this particular scenario, yep, it's just varsity baseball right now. And on the one hand, hey, if there's a disappointment, it's that, geez, we just want to keep playing. If there's a positive, though, well, there's multiple positives. Again, we have kids and families who have absolutely stepped up and done the right thing, which is, I think, the most important thing. This is integrity at its core. And then again, we got some dicey weather this week. It's still early in the season, and if it was going to happen, it's probably as good a time for it to happen. So we'll lean on that silver lining.
Also in the Hastings High School Athletic Department, Hansen was able to speak on the fact that the Hastings High School girls basketball team is looking for a new head coach. We talked last week about the resignation of Coach Scott Adaman after two seasons, and we all appreciate everything he's done for the program in his time on the sidelines. But the Raiders also know they're going to be looking for their fourth head coach in 5 years. Hansen on another transition period in girls basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's a disappointing transition only because I think Scott was doing just a fantastic job. The kids and the parents really appreciated him, and he was having fun doing it. And like a lot of young teacher coaches, he's just in a tough spot. He's got a young family. He had, and other things happening this year. So, you know, we all in life have to make choices about priorities. And that was Scott's challenge in this regard. And I don't fault him for that at all. I don't hold it against the coach, you know, when they have to make those decisions. I know it wasn't easy for him because, again, there's a lot of great rewards for him, and he really is connected with these kids. And at the same time, he has to do, you know, what he feels in the best interest of his own family, and that's his story to tell, right? I don't want to, you know, take it any further astray from that, right? it, respectfully accept his decision. And at the same time, it's not only four coaches in 5 years, this will be our 11th coach in 30 years in girls basketball. I mean, it's hard. For whatever reason, we haven't been able to find a real sustained rhythm in that particular sport. I don't know that we can really put our finger on it, you know. You and I were talking off the call about how the turnover rate amongst coaches in general and head coaches in particular, their tenures are so short compared to what they've ever been, and there are a lot of different reasons for that. That's going to take more time than just this one answer, but we in Hastings have been able to far outpace the average, the state average and the national average. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think there's a lot of stability within our system. There's a lot of support within our community. I think we've got tremendous collaboration from amongst our coaches, and I think there's a lot of reasons to really stay. But it is not an easy vocation. It is literally a second full-time job. And what we know about sports and that can make sports so exciting is that they're competitive, they're emotional, and they're personal. Our kids experience that, our families experience that, but so do our coaches. It is an incredibly emotional, personal responsibility, and I think it's lost on people sometimes that, you know, a coach in this regard, Scott's at school, you know, at 7:15, 7:30 in the morning until 3:30 with kids, right? And then goes right from school to the gym with another set of kids until 6 o'clock. And that's a normal day. Now, there are a lot of people in this world that have 16 and 18-hour days, don't get me wrong. And there are a lot of folks that do some pretty hard physical labor. You know, I'm not trying to paint this as something that it's not, but my point is, it is a taxing experience emotionally and personally, and you are sacrificing something all the time to be where your feet are. And so we'll put the same diligence into attracting quality candidates and getting the word out there, and we'll rely on our community again to give us some good feedback. And we're certainly just very appreciative of Scott and his leadership and, of course, the impact on the kids and the assistant coaches he was able to include, and we hope that we can make it a steady transition for the kids and the families that are engaged.
Special thanks to Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen for joining us again here on KDWA in the midst of a very, very busy week at Hastings High School when it comes to athletics both on and off the field of play. The Raider baseball team will lose four games to open the season, although, as Mr. Hansen mentioned, all of these games will be made up in one facet or another later on in the year. The Hastings Park game, that'll be made up later on in this season. That game will take place still in Hastings, just later on in the year. We don't have a makeup date quite yet. The games that will be turned into doubleheaders, Monday, April 12th's game against North will now be a doubleheader. Also later in the season, the game from Wednesday, April 14th against Henry Sibley, that too will be turned into a doubleheader. Same with the Raiders game against Simley on the 19th, that too will become a doubleheader. We also have the updates on our schedule at KDWA.com. Check it out. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.